Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Cash scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demeter. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Demeter steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Cater reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Weiss scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Joe Sparma now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. John moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese juggles the ball. That's an error on Freese. Ward moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Horton reaches second base with a double. There goes K-line trying to get to home. AG throws the ball into Buford, who relays the ball to Romano, who tags K-line, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Bruce Howard now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. AG strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oyler hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sparma hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Sparma reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparma moves to third. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Weiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-2 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lomaby for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. J.C. Martin now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Ray Euler. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Brown moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freehan tags and scores. Brown tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Brown scores. Wirt moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Cash moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Fred Gladding now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Martin reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward pinch hits for Danny Cater. Larry Sherry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing left field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Demeter moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a line drive to center field. Agee throws towards first. Skowron fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skowron. Demeter scores. Freehan scores. Sherry moves to third. It's 8-6, Tigers. Bob Locker now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese has Sherry trapped. There's the throw to Martin and back to Weiss, who tags Sherry for the out. Wirt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. AG strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scourin strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.